It may be winter, but things are heating up. From the number one New York Times best-selling author, Karen Marie Moaning, Feverborn. The stakes have never been higher. The chemistry has never been hotter. Number one New York Times best-selling author, Sylvia Day, says no one does it better than Karen Marie Moaning. Read Feverborn, the exciting new book in the Epic Fever series, available now. Visit feverbornbook.com to learn more.
This show is also brought to you inexplicably by Nature Box. Nature Box, of course, is dedicated to making smart, delicious snacking easy. They make finding a range of options from healthy to indulgent super easy, and they combine amazing, unique flavors that Kid Fury and I love. You'll never get bored with your Nature Box snacks because every single month they release brand new flavors for you to choose from. So say goodbye to weird mystery ingredients and start snacking confidently with Nature Box by visiting naturebox.com/3 to get 50% off your first box now. That's naturebox.com/3 to get 50% off. It's time to snack smarter with Nature Box and The Read, and now let's start the show.
And we're...
I don't have a song, you just don't.
It's just not today.
I mean, you know, it's kind of cold outside.
Oh my God. It is.
I mean, and I'm being nice by saying kind of.
It's pretty bad, but again, I'm not complaining at all because we've gotten off pretty easily.
Yeah, I guess so.
But here we are.
Yeah, so anyway, welcome to The Read.
I am Zelda.
Really?
Yes.
All right, I'll be Luigi.
And we are Super Smash Brothers.
Yes, we are. And this is The Read.
So, you know, now this is a brand new week of me being a mother. And
oh, okay. We're still... All
right. You know, having a puppy is very interesting.
Yes. Are you tired? Are you...
Oh, I could take a nap right now.
Is she
now.
Keeping you up at night?
Oh, I could take a nap right now.
Really? I mean, I feel that way about my
this
Tamagotchi,
bitch is
but...
So bold.
This sounds worse.
Like, she's so bold. Like, she really believes that she just can do whatever the fuck she wants to.
Oh, okay.
And I had to tell this bitch, you don't pay no rent in this motherfucker. So what you're going to do is calm your little furry ass on down today.
I mean, and I'm sure she still yipped at your ass or pissed on the floor, did whatever it was she felt like doing.
Oh, no, she's gotten it together. We had to have a long conversation. Oh. I had to give her a warm bath. She wasn't having the bath situation or whatever.
What?
But I definitely speak to her like my mother used to speak
so
to me.
So you talk to her like she can understand you and just make it clear that you're not
we
to
have
be
made
with.
Progress.
Okay.
So she may not be able to speak back, but that bitch knows what's up.
You already a black mama with no patience for bullshit.
I don't have time.
I go to work every day.
I don't have time. You just got here.
When
you
I had a cat, I had an attitude because I would come home from work and the cat had done nothing all day. Nothing.
I brought you into this apartment and I can take
and
you
and I
out.
Can take you right and leave you on the doorstep of a church during Wednesday night Bible study.
I'll
yes,
do
I
it.
Can and I have and I will again. So, but anyway, that's real.
Black excellence this week.
I pray your strength with Young Link.
Oh, she's the greatest. Rep U. Rep U is a nonprofit organization in New York City here. I believe that was started in the South Bronx. And this is an agency that provides free educational programs for children ages 5 and up to 21. Kids, parents.
Oh.
And things can go and learn. and all types of courses from DJing. They have coding classes. They've got baking and all kinds of things for kids of color to go in there and learn things that they wouldn't learn in school and prep you for things outside of, you know, what X and Y equal.
Right.
Or, you know, where Istanbul is was.
Which is something you probably didn't retain anyway. But that sounds fun.
So, yeah. Shout out to them. You can go to repu. That's repu.nyc for more information. I just found out about them over this weekend. And I feel like what they're doing seems pretty cool.
I love when people do something back for their community. Like give back into the place where they grew up or where they came
yes,
from.
Yes, the teachers are community leaders.
See,
you can volunteer
so
if you
dope.
Want to.
That's so,
so.
Dope.
Awesome.
Good for y'all.
So,
how heartwarming.
This week in, well, really, I just want Gemma to know that she is a fat cunt. Okay. The shoes that she gave me were not particularly shoes that I would buy for myself. They were old, maiden type of shoes. She said that those shoes were meant to be worn on a beautiful woman. If that is the case, she should have put them back on the rack. And she should have never even purchased them.
She's
unqualified to wear them, if that's the case. I just think that Gemma is a disgrace. You know, Gemma.
New York is a national treasure. And like, it pains me that I can't watch her on TV.
She is so good, bruh.
She's awful, but she's fantastic for television.
She's like, not even like super smart. Like, she just outsmarts people. She knows how to just act. Mm-hmm. Like, she laughed at this girl and the girl got mad that she laughed and asked. She was like, so you're just going to laugh? She was like, yeah, because I felt like it.
Right.
That's why I'm laughing.
What?
And I'm going to keep laughing. Like, she's just awesome.
She is. She's good. She's good TV more than anything else.
She's just the original.
And she's ridiculous, right?
Could absolutely not.
I mean, girl, but we'll never forget that you were on TV crying and stomping your feet behind ugly ass Flavor Flav. I will never let that go.
Everyone, you know, every superhero's origin story is sad.
Superhero?
Every superhero has a real sad origin story. Batman, you know, his parents died.
Uh-huh, okay.
And that old white man had to raise him.
No, see,
Superman's planet was destroyed. His parents died and some old white people had to raise him. Mm. And then, like, you know, Harley Quinn, unrequited love. And then,
no, I understand the sentiment.
New York.
That's where you lost me.
You know, every superhero has their trials and tribulations. All right. Weaknesses and so on.
Yes, I will let you have that.
So this week, it's just so much mess, actually.
Where do we begin?
Let's just start off with fickle gossip.
So this
meaning
means
there's like no proof or evidence.
Oh, so just trash then. Okay.
So there are rumors again that Rihanna and Leonardo DiCaprio have been back to hooking up.
Okay.
Because there were rumors that they were previously, to which Chris Brown was, you know, very upset. And they're saying over the weekend, Rihanna was spotted in Paris with Cara Delevingne, who loves to exchange saliva with, you know,
anybody,
fellow celebrities, anyone really. And Leonardo showed up and they were passionately making out. And things of that nature.
Well, okay, but there's like literally no proof of this. No paparazzi or anything. So
maybe she was just watching the beach or like.
But
Titanic.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I think, I'm sure we talked about this before, but Rihanna is fine and Leonardo DiCaprio is fine under the right light too. I could see the two of them getting together. Like, that's not that big of a stretch to me.
Leonardo is holding on to the fine he's had.
Yes, because he was much cuter when he was like in his 20s and stuff.
Right.
And he's some white people, I'm sorry, y'all just age.
It's not your fault.
Right, no, it's not. But it's just kind of like leaving mayonnaise out in the sun. Y'all just it's kind of.
I wouldn't give that to Leonardo.
No, he's not that bad, but he looks older than he should to be my age.
I mean, well, that's not. There's nothing we can do about that.
I hope he's not like 40. But, I mean.
Lady Gaga is what? Like
23? Lady Gaga. Let's not do that. Because
no, I actually really need to know.
She looks every minute of 48. So we don't have to. Don't have to go there. Lady Gaga has put herself through a lot of shit. Like I just feel like she aged.
Lady
her own
Gaga
self.
Is 29.
See, she's not all youthful like you thought. She's not like a baby.
She definitely don't look 29 though.
Well, I mean, they tend to not. But anyway, if Rihanna was gonna step out with a white
Leonardo
boy, I could
DiCaprio
see her with one.
Catch.
Like, yeah,
that's a great choice.
He's established. I mean, he's known to be a hoe, but that's not such a.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, he's known to like cycle through models all the time. Like, kind of like how, what's his name used to be? The guy who
the
just
Wolf
married.
Wall Street?
No, it's just so difficult for me to remember the names of white actors. But the one who married that really smart lawyer lady, he just got married and he's like 52 or 53, but he had so many women over the years.
George Clooney.
Yes. That is the one. George Clooney. Don't look at me. He was kind of like
George Clooney
like
was
a,
like the only white person who came before this weekend and was like, yes, there needs to be more inclusion. We'll get to that later.
Oh, the Oscar thing. Yeah. Anyway, that's what Leonardo reminds me of. Kind of like a younger George Clooney, kind of just going through the girls and enjoying his money and status until he finds that. Right. Why not? And Rihanna might be that one and they might just be having some fun.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, we've talked about this before. And Rihanna just, you know, bad bitch.
I mean, nobody can blame her if she's tired of, you know, the antics of young Chris Brown and so on and such forth.
And other niggas.
Right. The other niggas she'd be weird, honestly. I'm surprised it took this long.
Niggas, like in general.
Woo. But anyway, good luck to you, Rihanna, whether this is true or not.
Sometimes bitches want to be on a yacht and just have some, you know, like expensive fresh fish. And, you know, not have to worry about
808 party getting shot up and you shit. Know, we just don't need this.
It's just spilling activists and shit all over your goddamn shoes. Like sometimes bitch just wants, you know, linen pants and some fine china.
But Chris got that was a poor... not fine china.
I meant like...
Anyway, what's next?
So there's also some rumor that Beyonce is going on tour in May. Now listen, I don't know if anyone's come forward to break your hearts about that yet. But I just want you to know that I have heard and I'm waiting.
Okay.
And by waiting, I mean I'm waiting on her.
Right. Because anytime there's a Beyonce anything, first of all, I have to feel it in my heart. And if I don't, then I'm going to automatically assume it's a lie.
It's some bullshit, yes.
But with Beyonce... You know, like we always say you do have to stay ready because you just never know when this bitch will swoop down out of nowhere and just be like, here's my product. You have 15 minutes to buy it before it sells out. Good
and
luck.
Truthfully, if we can, isn't she helping a lot of you niggas in that manner? Because honestly, if you stay ready, then you ain't got to get ready. And Beyonce is basically saying, just keep your tokens, keep them in order. Because at any moment, I may drop an album. I may decide I'm going to go on tour. You may just have to come up out your pockets. And so if you just keep yourself in order with your work and what you've got going on, then you know what I'm saying?
And this is
you
biblical.
Too shall be blessed. Like, it's really, but you know what?
This is straight
again,
from the word.
We will get to all of that later. But what I'm just trying to say is.
Oh, Beyonce. I mean, if she does go on tour, which I just don't see.
I don't feel like it.
I don't feel that in the air as a beehiver. I just don't
taste it.
Yeah, it's not in my spirit. It's not moving me at all.
Nope.
But if she does, I'll be there, whatever it is. She already knows.
I mean,
it goes without saying, but no, I just don't see it.
I don't feel it at all. But, you know, if they are saying that they're going to officially announce it after the Super Bowl or whatever, which also sounds like, you know, a lie. But
wasn't she in New Orleans last week, though, or California?
I don't know.
She was definitely somewhere. I saw somebody Snapchat from some school, and she was, maybe she went out with J. Cole or someone. I don't know.
I just assume that Beyonce has access to teleportation technology and that honestly, it's never, like, I can't be like, oh, well, Beyonce's, you know, in LA right now. Because for all I know, with the life that Beyonce lives, she could have walked through a ball of light and she could be in Tokyo and then be like, oh, I'm sorry, I have to get out to Paris.
Yeah.
Blue specifically wants like fresh croissants, like,
and so
from
we're
the
just
city.
Somebody
so we don't
gas
have
up
time.
The jet because we just have to go.
We can't be, you know, dilly dallying with you regular bitches.
the Knowles Carter family doesn't have to deal with restrictions of time and space like we mere mortals.
What? They're interstellar.
They just blink and go places.
Who?
So,
no one has time.
All right, Beyonce, we'll see, girl.
So. I just have to mention this.
Is it all rumors this week?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is a true indeed fact out of the Black Mouth himself. Tyler Perry has announced that he will be releasing a new film this year titled Boo, a Madea Halloween.
Hell no.
I just want us to rest in this irony, please.
Hell no.
I just want us to kick back in the juice of this irony.
No.
Because.
I won't.
Madea, who started, you know, smoking joints and popping niggas in the fucking kneecaps in between Christian, you know, gospel-esque word and all of this encouragement and this inspiration for you to live your life right and all of this stuff. And somehow she hated going to church, but everybody that she knew sang gospel just because, you know, they brushing their teeth and, oh, glory, like just out of nowhere, we're singing over sodas. Now, Madea...
Madea goes to Halloween.
Winds up in the middle of mayhem when she spends a hilarious haunted Halloween fending off killers, paranormal poltergeists, ghosts, ghouls, and zombies.
Tyler, what?
While keeping a watchful eye on a group of misbehaving teens.
Children? Teens. Okay. Just, this sounds really bad. Madea is an action fighter? What? She's fending off killers and
I just love it.
Ghosts
I'm just,
and ghouls?
This is so great.
I'm trying to picture this and I don't know what the fuck Tyler Perry is about to try to make happen. What do you
the
even mean?
The walking ghetto.
So Madea's going to have a bunch of badass kids at her house for Halloween and then a kill. No, you know what? I'm not even going to
try. Bebe's child's play.
I'm not. Okay, so is this what you're going to do? Is this what you came here for?
This is great.
I won't allow Tyler Perry to do this
Wait,
to me.
It.
You are so proud of yourself. Look at you. You are just.
Shout out to TPS.
No, we won't.
I just love it. I just love the irony. And that's all that I can say. Like, I just love it. I just think that it's so great that Madea is doing a Halloween movie. Like, that's where we're at. That's where we're at.
No,
yep.
because I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. No, I've been thinking about it and I just can't even envision a plot. What even is going to happen?
It doesn't even matter. I want to know how the church feels. I want to know how all the churches that have been selling Madea plays in the front, you know, I want to know how all of those Madea DVDs and
they
those
gonna end up at church at the end of the
glass
night.
Cases. I want to know.
They're going to end up at a church lock-in at the end of the night.
I'm just really, really interested in how, you
Madea is going to take those kids on a Bible adventure or something. Somebody stop Tyler Perry. Somebody stop. This Lionsgate, you just don't do this anymore.
Who needs this?
I know you don't mean that because you're not going to go see this movie. You don't care.
I know what you smoked last summer.
Oh, no. Who even gives a fuck? This is dumb. And now that you mention it, I only just realized that everybody around Madea is so Christian and holy and trying to like do the right thing and live a
I
want to
know how they're
going to
work God into this one. I do.
She's fending off ghosts and goblins and zombies and killers. What?
It sounds like a six-year-old
developed this concept. Like, nigga, are you kidding?
I hope she dies first.
Okay. All right. You messed up my day with that.
This is so great.
Don't give me no more bad news. Don't nobody bring me no bad news.
That was shady. You didn't even realize it.
Okay. I still don't get it. Maybe I'll get it later.
Miss Columbia appeared on the Steve Harvey Show where she tells him that he needs to learn how to read.
Are you serious? Why would you do that?
Because that's how she did it. Find the clip. I'm not making it up. She said, you need to learn how to read. Cards. Like, she paused. And I'm still trying to figure out if it was intentional or not, because it feels like it was shade. Like, she was trying to
I
say.
I think it was.
You need her.
But when people have English as a second language, sometimes you can't tell. And that shade is even funnier, like, when they don't mean it. But I feel like young man meant that.
No, she knew.
She's been studying English for these past few weeks. She was going to get this part down.
Because then she went on to say that she thought that it was a joke and that he was going to be like Oprah and say, you're a Miss Universe. So you, like... You knew what you were doing.
I mean, Steve deserved that, honestly, because how can you not read a card? It just, and for those of you who said the card looked complicated, it just didn't. It didn't.
I mean, it didn't look like it was set up the way I would set up a card like that, but it wasn't like impossible to read.
It was second runner up and then first runner up right underneath and then the grand prize winner on a different side of the card to the bottom. Like, It just didn't, but girl, okay.
I mean, I would have honestly formatted it differently. That's all I'm saying. But it wasn't like they used some kind of Harry Potter-ass, invisible-ass ink where you needed to go get the blood of an ancestor and wash it over. And for like, it wasn't.
But didn't they ask him to do it again next year? So I guess it didn't really hurt him any at all. Like,
I don't give a fuck. They love this kind of shit.
It was just funny to everyone.
Are you talking about it? And would you have been talking about it otherwise?
No, because why would I have given a fuck, honestly?
For what?
Just have no reason. I'm proud. Well, I don't know if I'm proud of her, but good
next
for her.
Year it's gonna be a crossword puzzle inside that bitch, and they could just go throw him out there and not say nothing to
him. Ain't nobody in that competition about to do no damn crossword puzzle. Stop this.
Somebody's gonna have to.
It's not gonna happen.
They're gonna do it. They're just gonna set him up again.
Is she so Miss Columbia? She's the girl who he said won, but she didn't really win.
Yeah, she's okay. The best one.
Damn.
There's a ton of Colombians calling.
Oh,
him a
right, and the Colombians got real racist about that. Yeah, kind of saw that part coming, but
No surprise.
Well, I mean, if she deserved to have that moment.
I feel like she's owed that.
And that, I mean, and clearly that was funny to me. So, shit I would have done.
It clearly was. Like, she just sat there and stared at you.
You need to learn how to read.
Cards.
That's so funny, yes.
Like, she left it there long enough for him to be like, did this bitch just tell me?
And they aired that, too. They didn't cut that out.
Oh, no. Mm-mm. They left it right there. On his show.
Her manager probably was like, no, what will happen is she will come on here and clown the shit out of him to his face, and you will broadcast on television. You will do it. It will happen. Poor girl.
Oh, she'll be fine.
Maybe that's part of the settlement agreement so she won't sue Steve Harvey, because I heard she was talking about that, like, for extreme emotional distress.
Oh, girl, sit your ass down.
Like, sweetie, I mean, I get you've been training your whole life for this, but it's a pageant. I just...
Like,
it's not important to me, but that doesn't mean it doesn't have any work to you, so whatever.
But suing girls, like,
all right, girl.
Either way, you lost. Like, you weren't gonna win.
It's not gonna bring it back to you. It's not gonna put the crown back on your head. What you should have done was run off stage first and not let them take that crown off your head on live TV.
Okay.
That's what
the next one, as soon as they put that crown on and give you them flowers, that wouldn't do. Well, thanks a lot.
It was so good meeting the rest of you bitches. Y'all have a great flight home.
Be blessed. Get home safe. We're going to Chick-fil-A. Bye, girls.
And I'll see all y'all next time.
So apparently Rick Ross was being shady towards Birdman and Wayne and them making up on Snapchat by singing some really dumb song about it that I'm not going to repeat because it's pointless. Not long ago,
sang a song on Snapchat to
like
make
a little
fun.
Sing-songy, like, oh, they kissed and made back together. I don't know, some dumb shit.
Okay.
And then, I know that we spoke on here about Rick Ross being on The Breakfast Club, where he put out that Color Money song, and then he kind of alluded to the fact that he was dissing Birdman instead of coming out and saying it. And I'm assuming that he dissed Birdman because of Drake. And then the Drake thing was in defense of Meek Mill, who also...
Oh, right.
Who also just got into a back and forth with 50 Cent over 50 Cent's beef with Rick Ross.
Right, and released a song that didn't nobody get.
So Maybach Music just jumps people. Like, they just, they jump people because everybody is involved in fights that.
But why is Rick Ross going through all this behind Meek Mill? That's what I don't understand.
That's
like,
his protege.
I mean, but to the point where you coming after other niggas behind this one person? Like, is Meek Mill really that popping to you? Really that talented? Like, really worth that effort?
I'm not even going to lie and act like I understand the logistics of this.
Okay.
These, like, hip-hop father-son relationships. I don't get it. Because I know, like, sometimes they'll defend you, and then sometimes you'll get into it and they won't say nothing. Like, every time that Drake would get into it with somebody... Birdman would just basically be like, well, you know, we team Drake on this side, so anybody else can die. I don't know, whatever. Yeah. Like, I don't really get it. I'm not sure that I understand. It just feels like, you know, we're basically perpetuating or we're continuing these dramatics.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
And this could have all been over a long ass time ago. Like, why has this been going back and forth? And it's just like every week, something new from these rich ass, grown ass men. He's like, none of y'all have anything better to do than antagonize each other on the internet.
Much money.
You have all the money.
You have the attention and love of women who are way too good for you. You have all of this money and access and visibility. And
this is what y'all do. Like, you get on Snapchat and tease each other. Like,
the male ego is literally like, I think so it's located fragile. in the testicles, so because fragile. That's how fragile it is. Like,
it's like a bubble.
It really is.
It takes nothing for men to feel threatened. Nothing.
Because that's all of this is on. Like, y'all are fucking with each other because you want to feel like the dopest, bossest, right. biggest, this, that, and the third. And it's like, all you niggas have so much money and so many blessings. And like, you should just take a day right. off and like play some Mario Kart and drink some like Sunny Delight, do something like real childish.
Sunny Delight.
And just enjoy like the fact, look at Khaled. Khaled does not take his blessings for fucking
no, he doesn't.
Granted, because he shows them to you every day. Don't forget I have an elevator.
Just a reminder that God saw fit to give me an elevator. But the rest of these niggas are just fragile and precious.
So they act dumb.
Like really, why is your masculinity tied up in what somebody else thinks or somebody else's opinion? I don't get that. Like, why do you put so much stock into other niggas?
Now you're gonna get into some bullshit with a nigga who you didn't even have the issue with.
Right.
Your friend had, like, I feel like it's
supporting
not even,
your friend, but you jumping into it like it's your fight. Like, nigga, really? You over here like fucking with other
and doing
niggas
all of this on social media. God. It's just so dumb.
Social, right, and you're doing pointless. All this on social media. It's like a bunch of broke ass college kids sitting around the fucking dorms. Like, y'all don't have nothing better to do really with all that money. Okay.
Cause let me tell you something. There's no way I could have Maybach Music, Young Money, Cash Money, any of these types of fucking money and be out here.
Money team.
None right.
of none of it. All angry, of y'all are childish. Beef.
You could kiss my ass now, right. and I have nothing. I am keeping my head above water
exactly.
and making a goddamn way
exactly.
if and when I can. Mm-hmm. And you still could kiss my ass.
Right,
bitch,
and
on
my net worth is negative.
Sunday
and
to
I don't
Sunday.
Care. You're not going to say shit to me.
So,
I just don't give a fuck.
Please.
Who
bitch,
are you
telling
to me?
Me? I'll be flying private and just have all of these diamonds just all over my body
right.
and be mad at you
like,
over words. Bitch, please.
No, not when I can literally just put my finger on a map and go wherever the fuck I want to anytime I damn well please. There's nothing you niggas can say to me. Like, why would I let you get to me? Who are you?
I would just record a video of myself in a hot tub with money. And just be like, and you still gotta give me a check to pay any goddamn attention. Suck on these balls, hate bitch. And then I would just upload it and I would refer it to anybody who tried to antagonize me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have time. I have way too much money. Like, I don't care. Please.
Like what Nikki said, if I'm a check for y'all, y'all gonna have to write a motherfucking check. If you really want my attention that damn bad, you're gonna have to book me, hire me, ask me to produce your next record, write on your shit, ghostwrite, whatever it is, bitch. You're going to have to pay me to give you my attention. Fuck y'all.
So...
Ooh, man.
That's the nigga stuff. And I'm actually going to save the rest of it for the end.
What? You're going to save the rest of the topics for the end?
Yeah, because there's just like one batch left that covers a few areas.
Oh, God.
But I just feel like a couple of people need to get raised.
Okay.
So maybe I should just wait until the end.
Well, all right. We'll do that then. So let's take a break. Okay.
Hey guys, this episode is being brought to you by HelloFresh, the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking fun, easy, and convenient. The folks over at HelloFresh believe everyone deserves honest, natural, delicious, healthy food. They even sent us over some stuff, and it's very impressive actually, because a lot of this is very easy for me and my diet. They send you the ingredients, and each week they create delicious new recipes with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone from novices to seasoned home cooks, short on time. All of that stuff for you to prepare right at the house. They've got classic box, a veggie box, and they'll even be launching a family box. Crystal's going to tell you some more.
Yeah, every week HelloFresh creates new delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions. It doesn't take very long at all, and they source the freshest ingredients, measure them to the exact quantities you need, and then send them straight to your doorstep in a special insulated box for free. It's super easy, like Kid Fury said, so if you're looking for something to help you transition to maybe a healthier eating lifestyle, if you you want to start eating more vegetarian options. HelloFresh has options for you. You can pick boxes for two people or four people. You have all the freedom to make something new and exciting for dinner. So head on over to HelloFresh.com and enter code The Read for $35 off your first week of deliveries. That's HelloFresh.com and enter The Read for $35 off when you subscribe. HelloFresh is dope. We thank them for sponsoring the show. If you need some help with fresh ingredients and making magic in the kitchen, they're the ones for you. And now let's get back to the program.
All right. So we're back and it's time for listener letters.
It is. You can send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com. And first of all, shout out to the manager at Saks Fifth Avenue who emailed us and said that he's sorry you had a bad experience at Neiman Marcus, but if you ever need assistance at Saks, he's more than happy to let you know and provide whatever services you may be looking for.
And that's that.
You know what? Like, it's okay, sir. Shout out to you, too. All right, so our first question. Lord God, this inbox,
anything's possible.
So this girl calls herself Sailor Venus.
Okay.
And she says, hey, Kifuri and Crystal, I'm just going to get right to it. My best friend is pissing me the fuck off.
All
right. We've been friends since the seventh grade, and I recently got her a job at the restaurant I work at. It started out a mess. It was her first job, and I soon learned that she did not know how to conduct herself in the workplace. She would meow at customers and do inappropriate shit
did
all the time.
Did you say meow?
Meow, like the noise a cat produces. Yes. Meow. Luckily, I got her together, and everything seemed to be going well until my manager approached me to confirm some things about my sex life.
I'm just really confused as how I want to know how the meow conversation went.
I mean, I honestly want to know how you meowed at a customer and they didn't like get up and leave. Or
Rebecca, you have got,
well, her name is the best friend's name is Paige.
Paige, you gotta stop that.
Paige went around telling everyone at work that we go to fetish parties and we have profiles on a fetish website and so many other things about my sex life.
That's fine.
While this happens to be true, I personally do not think that what I do in my private life is any of my coworkers' business.
In addition,
she has already hooked up with three of our coworkers, and for some reason, our managers keep giving me the side eye about
Paige is living her life like it's golden.
I've tried to confront her about telling people my business, but she just said that she's sorry for being a fuck up and she can't help it. I really want to drive to her house and kick her ass, but new year, new me. Please help. What should I do?
This happened on girlfriends. I feel like this happened on Living Single.
Sailor Venus, even though I'm being more like Sailor Moon, which I don't know.
No.
I kind of think your friend is being like Sailor Moon, because Sailor Moon was hot in the ass for
Sailor Moon
that
was in love.
Lived in the moon, and
Sailor Moon was in love with her soulmate,
Mr. Tuxedo Man. She just was doing a lot behind that nigga.
It was one dick, and it was just him. And okay, they ended up having children together.
So, Sailor Venus, you are right to want to be her ass. Just because, girl, ain't nobody gonna go around telling details of my sex life to total strangers.
Yeah, like if you want to be completely out there and open about what's going on with your sex life and your sexuality, that's fine. But it doesn't mean that everybody else wants, you know, the world and Tumblr and whoever else to know what they're doing.
Like maybe I understand you thought, oh, well, I could tell other people about the stuff I'm into and it'll be easier to talk about if I include my friend in this. But like, bitch, don't be telling my business.
Right. You don't know.
I told you, like, if I didn't tell them niggas, then it ain't no reason for you to tell them niggas. So
some people don't know that. Like, some people don't have, they don't really have any filter or anything in their head that's just kind of like, oh, this is one of those things that people, this that is like treated privately. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people just don't get it, and they feel like because they would be out and open about certain parts of their life or certain things that they do, that everyone is that way. And that's just not the case.
Well, I hope you didn't just let that slide and just kind of like just throw it under the carpet or blanket or wool or whatever word
rug,
I'm trying to think
rug,
of.
Rug.
There we go. Sword. That's the one. Rug, I got this new Pax and it's been fucking me up. But, like, this is just not some shit that you should let slide. Like, definitely say something and confront her about it. I don't know why you're opposed to beating her ass, because really that seems, I mean, new year, new me, maybe so, but this is bad enough. Like, I would really have an attitude if somebody went telling all my business at work, and then, bitch, I put myself out there to get you the fucking job, and you in here acting like this. Like,
it seems like the most annoying part is that she's being judged for her friend's actions. It sounds like you're Buffy and your friend is Faith. And
who?
Well, Faith just had to die.
Is this the vampire show?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I didn't watch that.
And Faith didn't die. But either way, yeah, I don't know. Like, if you haven't had a conversation about it yet, then I would, you know, suggest that. Did they say they talked about it and I wasn't paying attention?
No, she is just kind of looking for advice on what to do about this, but she just said that she doesn't think this is something that the friend should have done. Oh, wait, no. I've tried to confront her about telling people my business, but she says she's sorry for being a fuck up. So, I mean, that sounds to me like she's not willing to accept any responsibility for being a shitty friend. And in that case, I don't understand why you would continue to call herself a friend, call her your friend, because you can't just disrespect me, violate my privacy like that, and then be like, oh, well, I am fuck everything up. I'm just a terrible person. I just can't get my life together. Like, girl, that's not good enough when you violating somebody else's trust. That's not okay.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. Yeah. That's one of those things. If she isn't learning from the conversations that you've had and that sort of thing, then I would just back off and be like, all right, clearly I need to detach myself from you in terms of friendship or whatever, because you can't get your shit together and it's affecting me now and I don't have time and I don't want to have to whoop your ass. So leave me alone forever.
Good luck to you. Sit down and have that conversation. Let us know how it goes. Our next question comes from KP, who says, I'm 23 years old and a mother of two, and I make a decent living. I recently met the most amazing man ever. He's 32 and totally different from me because he has a job.
But?
LOL. I usually like gangbangers and broke niggas. We have been dating she put it out there.
Yeah, I mean, you're honest with yourself and that is important. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Yes. We've been dating for 6 months now and my daughters love him. The one problem is that I bought the car without test driving it. This nigga's dick is trash.
I knew it.
I knew it.
I knew it.
I mean, girl, if he's 32 fucking with 23-year-olds, that's probably the case. No shade. I'm just saying. He literally nuts in 30 seconds to a minute every time we have sex, and his dick is small as shit. It feels like I'm sticking a tampon in me when we have sex. Let me just tell you, a tampon's not doing anything for you sexually. Just clear that up for you. I thought I could deal with the size because I was with my baby dad for 4 years, and he wasn't huge, but his head was great, and he knew how to work it. I just don't understand what I should do, because I think if you aren't sexually compatible, then the relationship won't last.
KP.
I don't want to believe that because he's perfect and I really do care about him. But should I leave him because sexually I'm not satisfied, or suck it up and never come for the rest of my life just to be in love? Oh, girl, that was so extreme.
KP stands for coochie popping.
Sure it does. Why not? KP.
Coochie with a K, that is.
I don't think that it
should. It's like a K.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and let that out. Go ahead and let that. No, finish it. Don't hold it back. Let the statement out. Go on and let it out.
So anyway, KP.
You're terrible. Oh, girl.
See, the thing about it is, and I'm glad that you were honest with yourself and with us, because I get to say this. Gangbanging niggas and all these other motherfucking fuckboys always get by. What did I say?
Because
you'd be like, oh my gosh, you know, well, my kids hate him and, you know, he took a shit in my bed and burned my mama's house down. He called my daddy a bitch.
Right.
And he ruined my credit and wrecked my car. But, you know, I just love him and there are so many great things about him. No, yes. He fucks the shit out of you. That's how these niggas get. But like, fuck boys, especially at like a base level, like the pawns of fuck boys in this game.
Right.
They have to focus on delivering great dick, because that's really what gets them by.
That's all they have.
And it just like complete, it clouds your judgment, and feel like a lack of great dick also fucks up perception for you, because you're lacking something that's really important to your soul, your physical being, mm-hmm. your emotional being. And sometimes, you know, when you don't have that, it can steer you from making proper choices, just the way it is when you have too much of it, it can steer you from making good choices. So, you know, I'm going to suggest some things. You know, they've got like sleeves. They've got these penis toys out there that are supposed to help help with stamina. You could try those. You could try some of these fancy exotic roots that I think that men chew on for stamina and things like that. I don't know what you can do about size. But there are things that can be taught.
He can get a strap on. You need to.
For sure. There are men that have them.
Yes.
You know.
Use them for all kinds of purposes.
What I'm saying is that you can make do here.
Right. Sex is a problem that can be fixed, but you have to. It sounds like you're afraid to tell him that he's not satisfying you sexually, and that I feel like if you're capable of fucking with somebody, you need to be emotionally capable of talking to them about sex. And we get so many emails from people who are like, I don't know how to tell this girl I'm fucking that her pussy stinks, or I don't know how to tell this girl that I just got pregnant that I don't want to have a baby. Like, how are y'all comfortable enough to have sex and not comfortable enough to be like, listen, this is a problem that I'm having with you sexually?
You are comfortable enough to place yourself inside of another person or vice versa, but not to have a conversation about it. That's confusing.
Yeah, it's a little puzzling, but
it's like sex is so easy to just have, but it's also so like taboo that it's right. Like, oh, let's not talk about it. Let's just do
I mean,
it
and maybe because masculinity is so fragile, maybe you are afraid that if you say, hey, you know, your dick is lacking,
you
or
know
your sex
also
game is
fragile?
Lacking, you'll get angry.
The G-spot and the clitoris.
Well, all right.
Those are fragile as well.
That's
the clit, oh, right.
Yes, it is. Right, and so, if, even if his dick is small, which I don't really understand, I don't have any experience with
no
that.
It's no fun.
I don't, oh, okay. Well, maybe we can talk about that later. But, I mean, if push come to shove, I don't see why a little head and finger in action can't get the
you
job done.
You should still be able to get yours because he's going to get his.
Right. So even if the dick is not too bomb, like if you need to guide him into learning how to eat pussy correctly and fingering you, because those two put together can do some amazing things. I mean, separately, they're fine, but together it's just a whole nother ball game. So if his dick is not enough, like, explore different ways of having sex. Like, I wouldn't say just give up on a relationship that's great in every other way,
like,
except
look,
for sex. Like, come on.
Ricky, Rich, Richard. I feel like his name would be Richard. Richard.
Okay, sure.
Like, I just want you to know that I love everything about you and, like, you're the perfect guy for me. But, like, the sex is warm, wet trash. And
oh God, that
we've
got
to do something about it.
Huh, there's nothing worse than bad sex. Like, honestly, I would rather have no sex than bad sex. Bad
as a
sex
woman
just
who
feels
just,
like a total waste of time.
As a woman who is free from gangbangers and fuck niggas and who wants to live that life. Like, I don't want to backslide mm-hmm. and end back up into fuckboy territory. Like, there's just a few things that we have to go over in order to improve what we've got going on here.
Yeah.
So that we can have a healthy relationship in more ways than one.
Just like that. Or during sex, guide him. Be like, not so much of the thrusting with your tiny ass penis.
You can try that. But
more,
you know,
of the mouth and the tongue on my clitoris.
Niggas can be very ravenous and they just can be very
oh God.
Distracted
oh
in the
God.
Moment and then they won't be following direction. And so you maybe sometimes have to just like either have the conversation prior or just be very stern when you're doing it. Like,
oh,
no.
Not when you're having sex so that he can pay attention.
Right. So that you already know where the promised land is before we even get to it. That way we don't have to waste time when we're trying to do all of that. But yeah, just conversation again.
Yes. I feel and then like, if he's not receptive to listening and all that, then you could think about breaking up with him and all that other shit. But at least try first.
Absolutely. I feel like most of these questions have the answer of just talk
it's
to the
just,
person.
Right. I don't
or never
I
talk
honestly
to
feel
them
like
again.
Y'all literally only email us so that we could say it out loud, but like 85% of the inbox is questions along this line. But the last one is not. It comes from Brandon, who says, I listen to The Read every week to get my weekly dose of shade and hilarity, and y'all have never let me down. My question
never.
Has to do, right? Never? Because I feel like I've let myself down more than once. But anyway, my question has to do with the idea of fame. I've always had a certain love of pop culture in a superficial sense and also on a deeper level. Every time I run into or see a celebrity, I always wonder in my head how they would want to be approached, if I should ever be so bold to want a picture or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
This got me thinking about you too, since I live in your neck of the woods. And again, I wonder about how you guys feel about people running into you and recognizing you on the street. This ultimately brings me to my question. How do you like to be approached? Look at you. Look at you. Not like that. How do you like to be approached by fans in everyday situations? How do you feel about the concept of fame? And how do you think you would handle fame at a larger scale? Thanks so much, Brandon. Oh, Brandon. You look pained.
I just think the fame is stupid. I think that the idea of it is stupid. I think that fame should be something that is like, I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for. It just should just be something that is kind of like an addition to whatever it is that you're doing. Like something that just comes with the territory. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like I want to do a lot of things that famous people do, but I don't want to be famous.
Right.
I want to do them because they're things that I want to do. They're fun. They're fulfilling to me.
Right.
And, you know, I enjoy making people laugh and like putting together things and whatever. But I don't really have the desire to be like, you know, this famous girl that everyone talks about, because there's so much bullshit that comes along with that, because you watch it happen a million times.
Yeah.
Where people get built up from like the ground where mm-hmm. they start in the beginning and they're very organic and they get to a place where they're making millions and they're super famous, and then the same people who built them up tear them down. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so I don't.
Which is relevant to what we'd be talking about today. But yeah.
But I mean, either way, I don't really care about it personally.
I think fame is tired. Like it looks exhausting to me. It doesn't look like something I would want to participate in, but definitely if it didn't have the career or the money to go along with it. Like, I would never want to be famous for absolutely no reason.
For nothing. If you are going to be famous, then you should at least have...
At least for my work.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
If you had to deal with fame, which, again, it sounds like a pain in the ass in almost every way, at least, you know, let it be the byproduct of hard work and a growing career and, you know, the checks to go along with it.
It really does seem like a drug, because you have people who, like I'm saying, are famous because they're famous. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Denzel Washington, that nigga can act. You right. know what I'm saying? Like Oprah. There are people who are like the Obamas. Like these mm-hmm. are people who are celebrities that are famous because of things. And then you have people who are famous, maybe still for their work, but they like feed off of it, where they never have to work again. They never have yes. to do anything or whatever, but they're always in the news saying something crazy, doing something crazy, whatever. And it's because they want to be talked about. They want to be discussed. They want to be on people's minds.
Yeah, that's how they sustain themselves.
Right.
Off the attention.
But they need it. Like they right. feel like even if they didn't need money, anything ever again, like they were good, their grandkids would be good and all that shit, like they still involve themselves in all of that shit because they just like being talked about. They like being famous.
Which I
that's
don't
not something
get.
I'm
I don't
interested
even understand
in.
How you could enjoy knowing that, you know, so many thousands of people or whatever are worried about your day-to-day activities and the shit you be doing. Like, that just sounds annoying to me. And so if I had to, because this question says, how do you think you would handle fame at a larger scale? I'm pretty sure I would just be like a recluse, honestly. I would have a big ass house with everything I need in it, and I would just be in my house like
Adele.
All the time. I would not be able to deal with that. The constant attention and people being just,
that's another part of the reason why I do admire people like Adele and Beyonce and other people who are like global stars, mm-hmm. like household names all over the world and shit like that.
Yeah.
And they still are very, very private, and what you know about them is the shit that they tell you and
right.
all of that, because I just couldn't imagine like just being out and just being around a whole bunch of other motherfuckers that just want to be famous. It just sounds corny and stupid, but
what I didn't realize is that there's a generation of kids now coming up who are like enamored by the thought of not being famous, because I think we all have, you know, idolized celebrities.
Everybody does, yes.
More like I was talking to my little cousin who's 18 and telling her that, you know, we've turned down reality TV shows from people that we would just never want to work with. And she was like, being on a reality TV show is my whole dream. Like, that's all I want to do in life. What? I just want to be famous. And
I would cuss
be on
my
TV.
Cousin
and
out.
I was just, right. I was just like, excuse me. Like, this
how
is,
dare you
but
say
But like
that.
Her friends agree. Like, they want to be on VH1 or Bravo. They think it's cute. And
for the life of me, I've never to this day, Crystal, I don't understand people who like, and I was just saying this shit like yesterday. Like, I think that people can stop the lie of, oh, well, I'm on this. I decided to join this reality show because I wanted to get my name out there. And you know what I'm saying? I wanted for people to hear the music, or I wanted people to see that I can act, or I wanted people, because who Who do you know? Right. Who do you know who has been on one of these reality shows and has gotten that level of fame from it?
Nobody.
Who? Maybe you can name a couple of people like the Nenes or whoever who got a couple of parts here. And ultimately, what do? They end up right back on reality TV because that's where the person who was just like, fuck all my integrity and all of my private business. Like, I'm going to let you be involved in all of the messiest parts of my life. And I'm going to show that to you. Like, that is what you're good at. That's what you're famous for. Like, nobody's trying. It doesn't work. So I don't understand why people still want to do that shit all the time. Like,
and you know,
just say you want to do a reality show because you want to.
The people who chase that, the attention, the people who just need to have somebody talking about them, need to be in something, those are the people whose careers are usually not made up of much of anything, if anything at all. And those people tend to burn themselves out extremely quickly. They have no longevity because, again, they don't have a passion for anything other than being talked about, and that is not enough to keep a career going. It's not enough to just be like, oh, well, everybody's paying attention to me, because listen, even if you have the most popping ass reality show, one day your reality show will be old ass garbage and people are like, that shit's played.
Unless you're managed by Kris Jenner.
It's not right. It's, and you're really not a Kardashian. Like, it's not going to happen like that for you. So just,
one of the parts of the question was how you like to be approached.
Oh yes, and how do you like to be approached by fans in everyday situations? Shout out to the girl who just tweeted me and said she saw me on the One Train but didn't say nothing because she didn't want to bother me. I was actually in a spectacularly shitty mood today. So I'm very glad you didn't, but that can be a little weird too.
Somebody was like, tweeted the other day some shit like, oh, I just saw Kid Fury walking out of Whole Foods and he looked so lost. And I said, thanks, Gossip Girl. Like,
Gossip Girl.
Spotted. Kid Fury.
Oh yeah, it's like, weird when people say that they see you out and about, like somewhere. Like, I don't know.
Especially when you're still there, because it feels like.
Are you following me right now?
Like Bird's Eye or Eagle Eye, whatever that movie was called. It just feels like, oh my god, like Big Brother or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How do you like to be approached?
I just know that I'm awkward. And so, like, if you approach me, most of the time I'm better in situations where someone approaches me and is confident and it's just kind of like, oh, hey, enjoy whatever the fuck it is that you do. Nice to meet you and that sort of thing. And, like, my favorite was this one time, this black girl on the train. Like, she may have been going to work. She had, like, dreads or something like that. And she's chilling. And I was actually getting off the train. I was about to, like, my stop was coming up. But before I got up, I looked over her and she looked back and you could tell, like, by her face that she recognized who I was. And she just, like, smiled and she, like, nodded her head and, like, pointed at me like oh, what's up, nigga? I see you. And I nodded right back and I waved. And that was all she wanted. That's all.
That
was good for her. That was sufficient for her. And so I was just like,
I've been on the train before and watched a girl, like, she looked and she saw me and then she ran and grabbed her friend and made him turn around and then pointed at me because he couldn't see me. And I was like, you're doing a lot right now.
I am also on the train.
Like, I'm right here on the raggedy ass tube with y'all.
I also have a Metro card.
Nothing to be excited about. I just refilled that bitch today.
Nobody cares.
There's nothing fun or thrilling about me at all.
Because when that shit happens and then they're gone, right, you always have that white person who is like, so what do you do? And I'm like, nothing.
I
like,
don't do anything, white man.
I have a podcast where I talk shit about people.
Oh, what's it called? Why?
It doesn't matter.
Are you going to look it up right now? We might be the worst.
Yeah, I don't think that we're cut out for this shit at all because we don't care.
Father, help us.
We don't even know why. It took 2.5 years for us to be like, oh, I guess people listen to this.
And even like, still, when people tap me on the shoulder, I'm like, do I know you? Can I help you?
Like, we're not done.
My first thought is not, oh, this person knows who I am. My first thought is, why is some stranger nigga touching me?
Because this is New York City also, so you have to really be prepared for anything. Because somebody could tap you on your shoulder and be like, the devil said what's up. Like, it could be anything crazy. Yes. Like, would you like to buy a guinea pig? No. Like, right. I don't.
No.
So
I'd rather work and be behind the scenes and just make my money and live my regular ass life and have absolutely no fame to go along with
be
it.
Behind the scenes.
If that was at all possible.
In front of the scenes. I'm going to be on each side of the scene.
Okay.
I'm going to be all up and through the scene, but I'm also not going to be, you know, kicking it at Philippe Chow with the girls just because we out here.
I don't want to be paparazzi level famous. I don't want to be where people feel like they can follow me around and take pictures. I don't want I don't ever want that kind
of attention. Natural homebodies. Right. Your Do Not Disturb feature be on at 6 p.m.
It's on 24 hours a day.
So
I just don't like the sound of the
phone. We just be at the house.
Like, and I'm very much an introvert. Like, I need time to myself every day. I need it. Because when I don't get it, I'm extremely irritable. And, like, I feel unsettled in my spirit. I need to be at home alone where I can just be inside my head and let all that shit flow the way it's supposed to.
I'm so thankful that Link is now at the stage where she's just kind of like, okay, my crate is my shit. And, like, I could be in here by myself.
Yeah.
Because then I get to be in the other room and pretend that I still live alone.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Sounds horrible.
Are you over it already?
Or? I'm not over it. I'm just not. Because I said this year I was going to try to be more of. It's just, girl, you want to like play right. All day long.
Because she's a puppy. She wants
3 whole months. She's like, I want to bite you. Why can't I?
Right.
All right. Well, then I'm going to go underneath the couch and just find hidden treasure. No, you can't go underneath there. You cannot do that.
She's making you do shit. She's making you.
I said this year I'm going to try and be more of a people person. And if I'm going to give it, I'm giving it to like the end of March. And if I'm just really not enjoying the effort I'm putting forth, that is when I know for sure that I'm just not.
How do you become more of a people person?
Well, I'm going to try and like, when I'm invited to social events, like actually go.
Oh, you're going to say yes?
Like respond to people and like go to things. Mm. And then when I go there, like speak to people.
Wow. That sounds major. I don't know if I could do all that. That sounds like.
I'm not excited about it.
And for you, that's a big.
It's like asking me to sprout wings and fly.
Right. This is brand new for you. What?
So,
leave the house and go to events? And talk to people?
And speak.
Who do you think you are?
In a joyous manner.
Right. Not that normally monotone Daria-ass voice you have. Oh, hi. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. All right, fine.
I do that to everybody. So,
Brandon, yes. Thank you for your question. That wraps it up, right? We're done.
Yeah.
Send yours to ask3@gmail.com and we'll be back.
Hey y'all, this episode is being brought to you by NatureBox.com, dedicated to making smart, delicious snacking easy. You deserve better than high fructose corn syrup and red dye number 578 and, you know, blue dye number 1738 and Kesha. NatureBox snacks, they taste delicious without any of those nasty things, those trans fats, MSG, artificial colors, sweeteners, flavors, none of that garbage. And yet they still manage to make delicious things like sriracha roasted cashews, dried white peaches, Asiago and cheddar cheese crisps, and jalapeno white cheddar popcorn.
Yes, and don't forget about the peanut butter nom noms. NatureBox has over 100 amazingly delicious options to choose from, all delivered right to your door. You can pick the size that works best for you and your family and say goodbye to weird mystery ingredients and start snacking confidently with NatureBox. All you have to do is go to naturebox.com/3 to get 50% off your first box now. A lot of you made New Year's resolutions to clean up your diet a little And you know, NatureBox is a great way to start. So again, naturebox.com/3 right now and get the right snacks for 2016, and let's finish the show.
So we're back and it's time to read.
It is. And actually, we just did that Nature Box ad and it reminded me that a bunch of people hit us up and asked how we are doing on quitting sugar or how we were able to quit sugar. And
I'm unable. Able is, it's un for me. That's just too hard.
So I took out all the sugar that's not in fruits and vegetables. I don't add any sugar to my food or eat anything made with sugar. And it has been extremely
difficult. I don't add sugar to anything either.
Okay, but you drink fruit juice.
No, I...
and things of that nature.
I drink Simply Orange.
Right, which is...
But that's about it.
Yes. Okay, well, so...
And I only drink it with... I only drink it with aloe juice. I drink it with like...
You're so friend.
No, I do though. Like I just put it a little in there so it doesn't taste like straight aloe juice. But I don't drink it.
Well,
like,
I mean, just for the people who hit us, it's very difficult to cut something like sugar out of your diet. It's very hard. And somebody was like, sugar's in everything. Right. I have to cook everything so that I make sure there's no extra bullshit in my food. Nothing that
I'm just not doing.
My doctor doesn't think I don't need. So.
I'm trying the best I can, but I'm not.
Well, you already had to change your whole diet around last year when your intestines decided to revolt. So.
Like, it's just too many things I can't eat.
Right.
At all.
I mean, because they told you no onion or garlic, which, bitch, in that case, you want me to eat sugar because what
simple
else is
pleasures.
There?
Right. But I can have sugar. I can't have, like I can have cane sugar and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but they don't want you having the...
None of that artificial chemical X bullshit, that Powerpuff Girls ass sugar. But...
So, yes, good luck to those of you trying to cut sugar out because that is really the monkey on your back right
now. I'm going to have a vixen body this summer.
Oh, is that your goal?
And a rapper. Is gonna, you know, pay my bills.
Okay, yes. We'll speak it into existence, you know.
Absolutely.
It's like a vision board.
Mm-hmm.
So, the read this week, do you want me to start or do you want to start? Because I think I'm gonna do like an in memoriam for Stacey Dash. I think we're just gonna lay her to rest today. And just
I mean, that's what I was gonna do, but I had mine is like a two-parter. So, I guess you can go ahead and I'll just. Because all I really wanna say.
Okay.
Is it Stacey Dash? Do you want to say what she said?
Yeah, I can. I have the quote right here. They asked about, you know, obviously the Oscars so white thing, and Stacey says she doesn't see any point in boycotting. And quote, we have to make up our minds. Either we want to have segregation or integration. If we don't want segregation, then we need to get rid of channels like BET and the BET Awards and the Image Awards, where you're only awarded if you're black. If it were the other way around, we'd be up in arms. It's a double standard. Just like there shouldn't be Black History Month. We're Americans, period. That's it. Until there's a White History Month, black people don't need their own. Oh, girl.
So... This is all I can really say about Stacey Dash at this point.
And you know what? Let this be the last thing we say about Stacey Dash. Let this be her
I
eulogy.
Wasn't going to do this.
This is rest in peace.
Everybody was in my mentions about, I know y'all are going to get Stacey Dash together. I know y'all. And I was like, I really don't have anything for her. She's a joke. Like, she is a prank. Like, we are being punked every time this bitch opens her mouth. I don't care. Like, I'm so... This is my thing about her.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, first of all, to be clear, Jada Pinkett Smith came forward and suggested that people of color boycott the Oscars because there are no people of color nominated for the Oscars this year and so on and so forth. And there was this huge uproar afterwards from so many people. More on that in a second.
Okay.
Stacey in particular, though... The only reason that Stacey Dash is given the paint in the first motherfucking place is because this. It's because of this. It's because every time she says something, we all get upset and there's this black outcry and it just pisses off Negroes. And that's why people give her the fucking platform to keep talking shit. And the only reason we do get upset at her is because she's black and not just black. Stacey Dash is a nigga. Stacey Dash is black. Motherfucking Dame Dash is your first cousin. Dame Dash, who struggles with child support apparently, who doesn't have a tooth in the front, whose name's Dame, who's like a nigga. Like, right. Nigga. You pose for King, you pose for fucking Jet, you played the black girl on fucking Clueless, and then you were also on BET after, like, you were on BET when the game wasn't good no more, and you were the star of Single Ladies with Lisa Ray, the brat's fucking sister,
right,
on VH1. You as black as the rest of these hoes out here, girl. Like, you are a nigga, and I don't know what your inner battle is with that, but it's yours. I'm not interested. I feel like we literally have to get to a point where we just start being like, girl, who the fuck cares about Stacey Dash? Like, we're not even. She said what? Great. Tell her to choke on it and go back to what we were doing, because she loves the fact that we get, like, she's saying shit that old white people say. Like, nobody even says that shit anymore. White people.
I mean, and the white man was confused. He was like, what? Like, get rid of BET? What? That's what you suggested? Like,
what does that have to do with the Oscars? Like, what are we even talking about? How is that related to the questions that we're making? Donald Trump came forward afterwards and said something also on Fox and Friends. He said, I heard somebody on your show earlier say that, you know, there shouldn't be a BET or whatever.
Yeah.
This nigga doesn't even give a fuck about you.
He doesn't even know your name.
Not even enough to say
some
your name.
Girl.
You black ass wench. What are you talking like? You are black. Stop it. And white people been winning BET Awards for years. Didn't Sam Smith win Best New Artist or some shit?
Sam Smith,
like,
yes.
Last fucking year.
Over Ray Shrimmered and Bobby Shmurder.
All these actual blacks sitting in the audience like, what? The girl wasn't even there.
Right.
Sam Smith was at the house like, BET Awards. Child, please. Like... Girl, never.
Right. For the comparison she tried to make didn't make sense. But girl, even if it did, Sam Smith won just last year.
Like, and it has nothing to do with anything. And like, girl, we've done the white entertainment television, White History Month thing a million times. Like, we're not finna go over. I'm not going to repeat myself for Stacey Dash. Stacey Dash ain't some brand new white bitch that just came out the womb and she's confused as how shit works. Like, girl, you 49. You're 49. You're like my mama's age. Like, you are old, girl. So stop trying to play this game and rile up people and just try and get everybody upset. Like, you black as everybody else. You black as, like, Aneetcha. Like, you're blacker than Von Dutch hats. Like,
come on, not Aneetcha.
Like, come on. Stop it. You
but
baby fat black.
But the problem with saying this stupid shit is, first of all, you saying it on national television where however many people can see it. And secondly, you're echoing the sentiments that so many other dumbass Americans also believe. It's like Donald Trump, where I want to pretend Donald Trump is not really a thing and that he's going away and that nobody can listen to these words and really believe him and vote for this man. But the problem is that other people identify with his bullshit and co-sign it. And other people really identify with Stacey Dash's dumb ass.
Well, like, that type of ignorance is like unshakable at this point. I feel like there's just so many people who are stuck in that. Like, even all these Republicans who have made Donald Trump their leading girl, their supreme out this bitch. They know that nigga ain't trying to be nobody's motherfucking president. They know that they not trying to have the motherfucker be nobody's president. They just love the fact that he says shit that they want to say or that they want somebody at that level with that platform to come out and say. Racists love the fact that he's saying all of the shit with no type of fear. In his heart, in his face, nothing. They love that shit. And they also love the fact that there are niggas who are willing to come forward and say that shit as well. So they can be like, oh, well, your black friend such and such. No, girl, she don't speak for us. Clearly, we all hate her. So we disagree. Like, she just wants a white person to be like, oh, yeah, girl, you can also come eat with us. And doesn't care that niggas don't give a fuck about that.
Well... I mean, be that as it may, the point remains that Stacey Dash has absolutely got to understand that if she continues to say dumb shit on television, just like Whoopi does, just like Raven Simone does, people are going to continue to react to it. And it's not necessarily because you are who you are. It's more because of what you're saying is just so fucking stupid and factually incorrect as fuck. Like, Stacey is ignoring the fact that black people created their own shit because we were consistently and routinely shut out of everybody else's shit. The BET Awards were never created to exclude white people. It's not like the BET Awards were set up and then no white people were ever allowed to be nominated or participate in the show at all. Like, you draw on these equivalencies like it's nowhere near the same thing.
If I'm gonna stop paying attention to the BET or BET Awards as I've done, it's not gonna be because of anything like that. It just isn't.
Well, you don't.
So it's
you
like,
already
I'm not
don't too much see it for BET.
About to
no
sit
way.
Here and fist pump for no fucking BET. I'm not doing that shit at all, especially because white people own it. Like, girl, what are we even like? What are you even talking? Shut up. Just shut up. You know, like, at the end of the day, I told Kia that I was going to do this because we had a conversation earlier about this, and it's about talking too much because the Bible specifically states in many cases that you should just shut up, that you should just be quiet and just keep your mouth shut. Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent. It's right there in Proverbs.
It is.
It's in the book.
Yep.
A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. Right there. Right there. All you gotta do is shut your ass. That's all you have to do. You don't even know what you're talking about. And what's worse is I don't even feel like you're ignoring any of this stuff. If you're ignoring it, you're doing it on purpose. You know all of this stuff. You've been on BET, girl. You've been in Jet, girl. You used to watch Cedar's World and all that fucking shit. Like, girl, you blacker than everybody else. You're from the fucking Bronx. Your cousins and shit from Harlem. You are black. You're black. I'm not, like, I don't care. I'm done. I'm not, don't say nothing to me about Stacey Dash anymore. Stacey Dash has not done anything. Stacey Dash, it's just another black. If it was Ray J, then he would be on Fox and Friends too. If it was fucking Stevie J, that nigga could probably be on fucking Fox and Friends talking about it. Because they just love the fact that it's a black person saying some shit that they agree with because they hate fucking black people. That's all it boils down to. Stacey Dash ain't no fucking political analyst. That bitch don't know nothing, but she has no idea. She don't know what the fuck flavor white airheads are. Shut up. Okay. Be quiet.
So what's your read this week?
My read was going to be that, and it was really just going to encompass this whole entire story, that you should just stop talking. It is okay to be quiet. I feel like quiet is underrated. I think that it gets a bad rap. I think that there are way too many people who are uncomfortable with quiet. I think there are way too many people who just feel like they have to, like it is their duty as human beings to fill up quiet air with sound. And you don't have to do it. I personally find so much comfort and like, and sustenance really in quiet. So I don't even understand why this is a problem for people. I think that the whole Oscar thing.
Oh.
I saw when Jada said what she said. I watched the video where she was talking about what she was talking about. A lot of people feel like, you know, Will Smith wasn't nominated for Concussion, and that's why she said what she said. And that may be the case. You know what? I never saw Concussion. I didn't really have the desire to see Concussion. That doesn't really make a difference here or there. It reminds me a lot of the Nicki Minaj situation, where it's just kind of like, you're saying something that is absolutely 100% true. Mm-hmm. You may be saying it for reasons that are kind of selfish, but it doesn't change the fact that what you're saying is true. So I feel like myself and like the majority of the Black American community anyway, we're just kind of like, yeah, you're right, girl. And then we were like, fine. You know what I'm saying? But then you've got Stacey Dash, who's over here saying whatever the fuck she's saying. You've got fucking Janet Hubert or Hubbard or however you say
her name. Oh, you
didn't
like that video? I thought it was hilarious.
Here's the thing about that. What you're saying is true. Like, I can't disagree with you. I don't disagree at all, Vivian. But at the same time, you logged your ass on YouTube with this Apple photo booth filter and you posted this shit. Why? Not just because it's true, but because you hate them niggas. You've hated Will Smith since the fucking 90s. You've hated him since, you know, you got replaced by that light-skinned lady. You've hated them since then. And you've come out and said disparaging things about that family or about Will over the, like, however, it's like at least once a year. She comes forward and be like, just in case you niggas forgot, it's fuck Will Smith for life around this bitch. Like, she hates them.
Her bitterness is very public. Like, she doesn't try to hide that at all.
But at all.
That don't mean she lied.
But she's still sitting in the video talking about, oh, well, you know, I know y'all are going to say that, you know, I'm just being bitter. Because you are, girl. If Viola Davis said that shit, you wouldn't have made this fucking video. Stop talking. You don't have to talk. You don't have to say anything. It's in the book. Do you see a man who was hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. Proverbs, it's in the book. It's in the word. It's right there in the Bible. You don't have to do so much talking. I don't feel Alexis Arquette, another bitch I heard from since the 90s, came forward and said some shit about how, oh, I'm not gonna take any advice or listen to the words of a woman who is clearly gay and using her husband as his beard. And until they come out and let the world know that Will's first marriage ended because he got caught fucking Benny Medina, some other kind of shit, and then said outing is healthy and that he's a villain to the gay community because he didn't want to kiss somebody in 6 degrees of separation. Girl, were you even in that movie? Like, what are you talking about? Shut up. Just be quiet. Like, it's another situation where niggas, I feel like, had the right idea. We were ready and willing to deal with this, I feel like, the way that it needed to be dealt with. Because bottom line is, much like I've said previously or on last show or whenever, this is not a situation that the Black community can fix. Niggas not going to the Oscars is not going to make the Oscars any different or less enjoyable for the motherfuckers that going. In fact, they'll probably enjoy the Oscars way more now that you niggas aren't going to be there if you do decide to boycott the shit, because then they don't have to feel no kind of way that they won some award that you were nominated for even though they didn't deserve it. And they go, oh, pass me the champagne, girl, because they don't feel no kind of way. That's why you weren't nominated, because they don't want your asses to be there. If anybody's going to make a difference, is going to be all these white hoes like Jennifer Lawrence that keep winning awards for work they ain't doing. It has to be them that are going to boycott and be like, there needs to be a change. The president of the Academy is Black, and she put out a fucking a statement saying, yes, I agree that the inclusion needs to change. And, you know, we need to switch around the academy and include more people in different genders and sexual orientation and race and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's just not that, it was not a big deal. It was something that was said that made plenty of sense, that you couldn't necessarily disagree with, but people decided to make personal attacks because they feel personally about these people. And that doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, I felt I had an issue with what Jada said, because as far as I've seen over the past couple of years, Jada and Will have actively tried to downplay the effects of racism in Hollywood, like to the point where Will just last year did an interview talking about racism is extremely rare, but I guess it does happen. Like, they're not out here working on no Black Lives Matter shit, or publicly, I'll say. They're not out here marching or no shit like that. Like, you decide to talk about racism when it came time for the Oscars. And that was when it was a big enough issue for you to address, because Will didn't get nominated. Like, y'all was just at the Golden Globes last week, hugged up around these very same white people that are gonna be at the Oscars. Like, you didn't have an issue with the lack of nominations then either. It's not like it was some huge diversity fest at the Golden Globes. It was just okay because Will got his nomination. So I saw why people would be like, Jada, you might not be the one to put out no message.
And again,
like this,
niggas said that and went right back to work because their rent is still going to be due. So all of these extra, Alexis Arquette, nobody's even talking to you. This has nothing to do with sexuality. It has everything to do with a race that is not yours. So why you're even talking, I have no idea. Aunt Viv is in here talking about some shit that happened on the set of a goddamn sitcom in the 90s. And everybody else, like, making attacks on these people based on, like, if you're going to say anything, you're going to say what we're talking about. Like, it's not like I disagree with what Aunt Viv is saying. I agree with it. But, girl, you all here on YouTube saying this shit because you hate them, because you mad. Because at the end of the day, nobody was even talking to you, girl. You weren't going to the goddamn Oscars. So what are you, like, shut up. Just everybody just shut up. Just shut up. Just be quiet. At the bottom of the lot, like, the end of the day, what needs to happen is there needs to be more Black people and people in the academy outside of just being white and male. That's it. That's what needs to happen, because white people don't give a fuck about none of this stuff. Unless it's based on some nigga that died so that Black people can have a better life, or some slave or whatever. White people are not paying attention to it because they don't identify with it, and therefore they're not gonna nominate it. They're not gonna give a fuck. They don't care. And that's just how it's gonna be. And you niggas not going isn't going to change anything. It's not gonna change any of that. So
right. I mean, and because that speaks to the other side of the racism issue. Just like in everyday racist ass society, Black people cannot be asked to be responsible for ending racism because we didn't create it. What you need to do is get the white people who are consistently invited to those shows and who do consistently receive nominations and all that shit, get them to examine themselves and really explain how they can feel comfortable going to an event like this. Like, you removing your Black ass self from the equation, I don't think it's going to do anything, because like you said, they don't really want you there anyway. Most of y'all are getting a mercy invite. And so if you don't come, it ain't really no skin off they dick. I think the impact comes when the big people in the game, the people who are the most influential, are the ones who step back and say, no, this is a problem and y'all need to do fucking better.
It's really nothing for me to not watch the Oscars. Like, it's not that deep. I personally don't care. So to me,
I don't have any aspirations to be in the film industry. So it's just another part of pop culture to me.
I'm looking at the nominations and I'm saying to myself, well, I don't see anybody nominated for anything that I have either seen or give a fuck about. So I'm not going to watch it for that reason. It isn't even just a race thing. Is the race part a problem? Yes. But everybody is like, everybody who is coming forward and saying dumb shit about it, they're all saying it for personal reasons. Jada is saying what she's saying because she and Will probably feel personally affected by it. Aunt Vivian feels personally about Will Smith
still,
and them.
26
Alexis
years later.
Arquette feels personally about whatever. Stacey Dash feels personal about being Black and being whatever. And all of these people have come together to say dumb shit because they are personally feeling whatever kind of way. Whereas people on average, I feel like we're looking at this situation and we're just kind of like, well, I don't know what you want me to do, girl, because I still have to go to work in the morning. And we were ready to leave it there, but you niggas had to make it a bigger deal than it needed to be. And after Cheryl Boone Isaacs or whatever, and then her name is Cheryl Boone
Isaacs. Wait, what'd she say?
The president of the Academy.
Oh, right.
I was came like, forward and said that shit about, you know, there needing to be more inclusion, and wrote this, you know, deep ass thing on the fucking September issue of Vogue ass paper. And Jada came forward and was like, I thank you so much for the very quick and prompt response. I look forward to the future. The end. And it could have just been that. Because again, much like Nikki, it was a situation where like, it's like, yeah, you right, but if you had gotten the nomination you were looking for, you wouldn't have
said this. Right message, wrong messenger.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm not mad. I felt really indifferent about it, but it just, like, carried all of this extra dumb shit on top of it when it wasn't that deep to begin with. Like, the vast majority of you hosts.
Where did Alexis Arquette come from?
I don't know.
Who is that?
Talking about outing is healthy. Like, bitch, what? Shut the fuck up. Like,
no, no psychiatrist has ever said that outing is healthy.
That's what I'm talking to you. That's what I'm telling you about fame. And like, people just feeling like they need any little piece of attention because you talk about some stuff that is completely irrelevant. You're not black. This has nothing to do with LGBT rights. It has nothing to do with any of that. Nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. And you talking about, oh, well, we shouldn't support them and their message on race because they secretly gay. Shut the fuck up, you
and
hardcore dummy.
Secret about that.
And and on top of that, again, that is some stuff that has that people in like in the black community, in the entertainment industry have talked about over and over and over and over and over again for however many years. And it's like, personally, I feel like that's their motherfucking business. I couldn't care one way or another because I respect them for what they do. But like, you're trying to come now and get your little two-piece on the blogs and podcasts and all of the and the Twitter and all that shit and talk about some shit just to talk about it. Like, girl, why doesn't everybody just have a sandwich? Just make a sandwich and have a Capri Sun and a nap and see if you don't feel better when you wake back up. You won't give a fuck about none of this.
It sounds like you're tired of public opinion. It sounds like you're tired of people.
Dumb public opinion, that doesn't have to be all that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, the conversation about inclusion in Hollywood is an important conversation. It's not a new one, and this is not the first time that we've had it this year, much less this Oscar season or any time. Like, it's not something that's brand new. Is it ridiculous that motherfuckers, like, people of color aren't nominated? Like, absolutely. I'm still confused as to how Sylvester Stallone got all these nominations and the director and star of that film did.
And this is the like, second year in a row that the Academy Award has done this. And it's not even just black people. Like, there are no Asians. There's nobody on the LGBT spectrum.
It's just white. Like,
it's just white. And
there's that one nigga who played the trans woman and the Danish girl or whatever that is.
And they nominated the man who played the trans woman, but not an actual trans woman who was in, I think, the same film or a different one. But anyway, it's very interesting what white people will reward. It's very interesting.
But it's one of those things that's just kind of like, we all know it and we talk about it constantly. And the Academy and all of these people who are enjoying the privilege just kind of sick bad men are like, well, yeah, but I don't know what the fuck you expect us to do about it because it doesn't have anything to do with me.
No problem, right?
So, again, like, I'm just going to be here making sure that I have a roof over my head.
All right.
Because I wasn't going to the Oscars either way. Not this year.
I wasn't invited, but you know, who knows? Maybe next year.
So boycott away, girl. It's fine. I don't have anything to watch. I ain't seen none of these goddamn movies except Joy. Is that nominated? I'm pretty sure it's nominated.
I feel like that girl is nominated. Jennifer Lewis, I feel like she probably
Lawrence,
is.
Let's not mix up legends.
No, wait a minute. Let me just take a moment to apologize to Queen Jennifer Lewis.
Absolutely.
I'm so, so sorry that I got your name mixed up with that raggedy-ass white bitch. I'm so, like, honestly, I repent. I feel so bad that I was high enough to
do that.
Like, honestly,
I mean, it's close, but it's not.
I just, really, God forgive me. Jennifer Lewis, please forgive me.
You almost did it again.
I almost did it again. I got to put this marijuana down. No more weed for me.
Wow.
So that is going to wrap up the read before I fuck up any further. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, really almost everything at This Is The Read. Check out our website, thisistheread.com, for links to every episode and bios and things of that nature. And don't forget to check out the number one New York Times bestselling author, Karen Marie Moaning's new book, Feverborn. The stakes have never been higher. The chemistry never been hotter. Check out Feverborn now, the exciting new book in the Epic Fever series at feverbornbook.com. Dun-na-na.
Thanks so much to everyone who came out to the Furious Thoughts Live on Saturday.
Yay.
Really exciting. And things of that nature. I really appreciate it. Thanks to the New York Times for including me in their arts section. That was very surprising and cool. And I think that's it.
You know, we have an announcement.
Yeah. Our third anniversary live show is coming up.
It is Friday, February 19th at the Tishman Auditorium. Same place it was last year at, what is that school called? Some school for smart people.
The Smart People School.
Yeah. Anyway, tickets go on sale this Friday at noon at thereadlive.com. That's our 3-year anniversary show, February 19th here in New York City. So we hope we can see you there. Again, tickets on sale this Friday. So, wow, what a time. Anything else?
I think that might be it for me.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. So no acronym this week or... We're good. I just want to say again, Jennifer Lewis, I feel so terrible that I just did that. Like, I'm not going to forgive myself for this. God help me.
I just want to leave you all by saying that it says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth.
Is this the Bible?
Keep watch over the door of my lips. Lord. It's right there in the book. The Bible has so many places where it clearly tells you to just shut up. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if more people apply that to their life, we would be in a better society.
All right. Amen. We'll see y'all next week.